A case for going deep. A thorough inspection of a building may turn up some problems that go beyond a simple caulking job. Hire a qualified building inspector to fully audit the building and clear up any doubts. You'll hear the phrase deep energy retrofit used a lot these days, and it signals a change in the renovation industry toward greater expectations for energy performance in existing buildings. The first step of a deep energy retrofit, or DER, is to inspect and measure the existing building to determine how it behaves currently. Be aware. If the inspection reveals structural issues, hazardous materials, or assemblies that are in critical shape, the problems must be addressed and corrected before the retrofit can proceed. Be aware of these hazards. Structural problems. Older buildings may have saggy floors and punky sills, but if there's something wrong with the structure, be honest and upfront with the client. You can't ignore a problem that could result in injuries or structural failure. Put it in writing and get an expert to remedy the problem. Hazardous materials. If there are hazardous materials like asbestos or vermiculite or others, make the client aware and call in remediation. Do not start the work until the material in question is taken care of. And water pooling, flood damage, and staining. The building inspection may reveal water damage in the basement, on ceilings, or in the attic space. These signs may mean a major intervention to remedy the problem. Watch for this. Spalling or discolored, deteriorating brick, concrete, or stone. Water stains and signs of damage from ice dams at ceiling and wall intersections. And spongy floors, drywall, or tiles in bathrooms and kitchens. Deep energy retrofits can and should be done. Retrofit Canada is an open-source, deep retrofit organization based in Edmonton, Alberta, that is leading the charge for performing DERs on homes all over Canada. You can see their work and discover how they did it with drawings, specifications, and details outlined in their case studies.